Well, let me hear you say mountain, mountain, mountain.
Hey, what are you saying?
Red, red. Yeah, fire
key. We are here again, Ballhead and the Dread, giving thanks for the ability to give thanks and truly appreciate everyone who tunes and supports the thing. Also, listen to the show on the streaming. Farah, what we reason about today?
Well, today we are reason about balancing contentment and ambition. Because when it's a thing where a lot of people struggle with, especially ambitious people.
All right. Balancing contentment and ambition is a topic that touches home for me, as they would say, because I really been trying to iron this out in my head and in regards to like the balance of contentment and ambition is something that I'm still ironing out and still changing in my personal life. It's not something that I've conquered yet, right? But I am getting closer to the middle line. And what I've learned is the ambition thing, both sides can be unhealthy because you can be too content. So don't get it twisted, because it's not, you can be too content and too ambitious, right? For those that this conversation can apply to, I'll start about the ambition and they probably could relate. I can just speak about my personal journey, right? So, you know, I've been doing my meditation thing and things have been opening up. I just been really asking myself, why am I so ambitious, right? And I've been getting to this point of this ego thing fire, right? It's a mixture of the ego, and especially thinking about my younger years, there was this need for validation and like a pat on the back, right? And the problem with this now is, before I just want to bring this up before I forget, one of the problems with this is now you end up rushing to do stuff, right? And I was asking myself, because I remember I was always just so I had to do stuff. And it's like, why? The reason I was rushing to do stuff was a rush for validation. To keep it 100. You get what I'm saying? It was a rush for this validation. And because it was a rush for that validation, I was probably doing stuff I probably shouldn't be doing. And also, I wasn't doing stuff to the quality I could be doing because I was rushing it and wasn't letting the proper course play out for it to be done properly. Right? Mm-hmm. As I begin to learn this more now, and as I begin to heal, as I would say, or get better and learn myself more, I found myself now not needing that validation. Mm-hmm. And that's where the contentment comes into play. But because I was always in need of this validation, or this pat on the back, I would say, or external validation, I wasn't acknowledging the things I was completing. And you hear it all the time, a person say they do something, they're off to the next thing. That was my mantra fire. You get what I'm saying? I don't care what. But I could be working on a project for 10 years. Once it was done, I was off to the next thing, right? Which isn't healthy. There's a good aspect to it, but there's definitely a negative aspect to it. So as I begin to, I know the word ego is thrown around, so I just use it for this context. But I guess as my ego started to decline, or I stopped, and stop having control over me, the ambition didn't decline. The ambition became more healthy and realistic. Mm-hmm. And the contentment started to increase. And I was able to really acknowledge what I've done, acknowledge what I'm doing, and find peace in that. And just to see, like, man, you're super dope. You don't need to be like running around trying to do all these things. Now, this is the thing I'm trying to figure out, right? I'm trying to iron out is that, how do I consistently find the balance between contentment and ambitious, where I'm still being progressive in a healthy manner, right? And at the same time, I'm still being thankful and having a sense of contentment with the things I've accomplished. Because I don't want to go where you're fully content, where you don't want to do nothing else again, and you just whatever. Right. Mm-hmm. So how it's like such a fine line, and it's like you can go to either side so quick,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, is that real talk there, man? Because but check this now. See, the question we just asked, I feel like me have the answer to the question we just asked still. Cause I feel like the answer is one, is continue to live and fulfill your purpose. well, actually knowing what your purpose is and doing regular reassessment of it, reassessments of where you are along the lines of your purpose. Because usually them tell me this thing when I don't really agree with them. I agree with it to a certain extent. When them say self-praise is no recommendation. To a certain extent, I agree with it. But to a next extent, I very much disagree with it because self-praise is definitely the highest form of recommendation. Because you have to know, say, you did carry out this project that you, remember, you know, when you say I do a project or you actually take on a task, it's not like it just happened. There's a whole process behind it. There's a whole task going on, a whole thought process going on. You put your energy and your soul, a piece of your soul in this project.
Yeah.
And you actually fulfill it now. As you said, this task come to fruition and you actually exceed certain thoughts we have in your brain. And when you look upon it and say, oh, this is a beautiful thing. How did I go right? All of these different things. You have to praise yourself to a certain extent. Yeah. But as we mentioned, the ego, you want to tame your ego a bit too. Because you know when your ego start coming like a wildfire where you get out of control. But you have to make sure so you contain the ego. But even though taking the ego out of it, you have to assess how you go right, why you never do right, so you can get a breather in order to start your next mission. And that's where the key thing come in.
No, that's actually what I've learned to kind of get things in a healthier space. I don't know, as I said, it was a lot going on, you know, and I guess every person can attest to that, has that fiery person. Like, in my experience, people who are very high achievers are very unhealthy.
No, fuck that.
And I'll tell you why, because you have a fire inside of you. Some is rage. I'll just use the term fire. That is fueled by something that you don't know, but it is fueled. Now, a lot of people have hurtful things that happen in life, but they don't use them for anything productive. Mm-hmm. You can use it for something productive, but it definitely can be unhealthy in an unhealthy space, you know? Mm-hmm. But anyone who is achieved a lot or does stuff, they have a lot going on. And I'm trying to figure out, well, I'm working on it, but I'm trying to get to a place where I'm achieving a lot, but I don't have so much going on internally, you know?
Yeah.
It's more of a healthy space and really, this is not a word, but healthify my fire, right? Peace up my fire because I could be just transparent, you know? Yeah, I just really struggled. And even if it's so bad, I remember I had a bridge. I had numerous people ask me, like, what else do you want to do? People that really know the stuff that I've done. You get what I'm saying? And, like, if you were to go on my mind, every day is like a blank sheet. Like, I was almost like an unemployed homeless dude. Like, I didn't achieve anything. And I think I created that in myself for basketball. To survive in that environment because I was like a late bloomer and people were so good. So like I always gave myself like a blank slate, I guess to give me the fire I needed to get through like workouts or push myself to get better.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something I just kept and it just got out of hand because it got to the point where like we even talk about stuff and you'd be like such and such, but I would like downplay it. You get what I'm saying? But I'm not like downplaying my achievements anymore because I'm acknowledging that it is a great achievement.
And to some extent, that's why I said this, the word balance very funny and interesting, yeah. You know, because there's many different layers to this whole balance thing. Because to some extent, don't play in the actual work is a next for the next project to come.
Yeah.
That is an actual fuel for boost the actual intensity of the project to come.
Yeah.
But then there is something regarding the basketball thing. And it relating to the next point when we want to make it, the concept of if you want to think about how to actually balance contentment and ambition, you have to ask yourself this one question: who am I competing with?
Yeah.
So it's a thing where you compete with your old self versus your current state versus your future state. And it's a thing where many people can't really overstand that concept, you know, because the first thing, first block of why most people not even going to reach the ambitious phase, actually excel in the ambitious phases, because their concept, them attach competition to others. Yeah. While the people them who attach competition towards themselves, you have a different type of drive. So it's always like, yeah, try to be the better version. You want to excel past this. And when you look upon your last work become, like for me, for example, I know, say, when I listen about my old album and thing, and it kind of annoy me if I listen. It annoy me if I listen to it. So when somebody tell me, say, you know, say, yo, I love the project, then it sound weird to me, like, because I hear so much different things where off key, me I hear so much different things where don't mesh me. I say, why this song off of the beside one another? What about this mix? All of these things, I start criticizing. But again, that is going towards that whole unhealthy phase like that I mentioned before. Uh-huh. But you have always said to yourself, say, okay, where was I on this journey at this time?
You have to, before, I want to say this one thing, I want to jump back on that important point you made. You have to take inventory, right? And that's what I've been learning. Now, I'm not talking about taking inventory where you stuck in 2000 about something you did.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about that. But you have to acknowledge, say, yo, there's a lot of stuff going on there, right?
Mm-hmm.
You brought up a great point that people need to understand, too, when we're talking about ambition. We're not talking about competing with anyone.
Mm-hmm.
I'm generally not in competition with anyone. I'm in competition with myself.
Yeah, that's true.
But I just have to figure out what self am I in competition with.
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem, because it seemed like the ego, if I am just going to say this, and y'all got to take it out, I hope I articulate it properly, right? My ego has created a figure or an idea of a figure that is unattainable.
Mm-hmm. Not a reality to that.
You get what I'm saying?
Not a reality to that.
And the more I learn it, that's where the health thing come into play now, because I didn't create this, right? But I don't know if it's protection fire, I don't know if it's hurt fire, I don't know what it is, but my ego has created a standard of something that I would never get to, because it keeps moving forward.
I remember I said greatness, you know. You see, this concept of greatness, enough people.
Hold on, let me finish your fight. Hold the argument 2 seconds, right? Yeah. And what I'm noticing now is that I'm creating a person I desire to be, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm creating that person now with the information that I have. And it's still an ambitious move to get there. But it's more realistic.
Mm-hmm.
And that person is less harsher and critical than the person my ego made.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense to you.
No, man, it's very clear, man. Because remember, so where you are talking about right now, if I put it in a layman's term, evolution there, talking about, evolve along the journey, you know, and as you reach a new evolution, it's like it unlocks a potential where you couldn't sip on the previous phase, then looking back at it, your current phase, where you, the knowledge where you acquire along the way, and where you, the thought process where you have right now, looking back at all of those phases, that encapsulate your current being, encapsulate everything that you were taught, everything that you've done, everything that you should do, everything that you shouldn't do. And it creates a whole new man, human being. It's like a fresh beginning, so to speak, same way. Because a lot of people don't understand. Greatness is a positive word, generally speaking. But greatness is draining.
Yeah.
It's draining for the great. The aspiration for the great, it's a thing. It's something that can come in very, very draining, because there are so much different layers. So much different layers of greatness where most people really, really don't understand. Because greatness is not just getting up and doing that same status quo thing, filling in with the status quo. You have to go above and beyond the status quo for actually be great. And that is where we come back down to when we talk about ambition.
And the thing too, man, and I want to clarify too with greatness, we're not talking about economics.
Yeah.
I just want to clear, because when people think about greatness, you know what I'm saying? When people think about greatness, think about like fame or economic. We talking about being the greatest person you could be.
Greatest version of yourself.
Yeah. One of the issues too is that because you're always in uncharted territory, right? So always. So for instance, what's needed to be done, you don't really have a blueprint for it. So you're out there trying the thing at the end of the day, right? Mm-hmm. Also, too, now, in regards to your psyche, like I'm in a new space now where my ego is not driving my life. Mm-hmm. And I'm so used, it's comforting. It's as screwed up as it is and as unhealthy as it is, I was used to that unhealthy relationship. Mm-hmm. But now I'm in a new area where I'm not so harsh with myself. I'm not so critical of myself. I can sit and really find joy in the things that I accomplished.
You have to do something work. We want to make it clear for everybody where I listen to the reason. You have to do something that's worthwhile before you can reach at that stage. Because it's not just something. I don't want somebody who just doing the basic for things, say you can reach at that stage and get so contented that you feel like you've done enough. Yeah. Or actually do it, just doing enough is not something that you should be contented with. Only a person who have reached a certain level of achievement, again, that's what I mentioned before, not an economical achievement, but achievement in regards to tasks that you've carried out, things that you've checked off your list, can get to that state. Because, you know, the average mind, when you think about a road, most people can understand the concept of driving a car on a road or a highway. There's lines that are created for you to stay in those particular lanes. Yeah. Most people, whatever lane they are, they just stay in that lane because that lane is where they ended up. They don't know why they ended up in that lane. Probably some of them know. But they're just fulfilling whatever their role is. And they feel like their role is to stay in that lane and don't switch lane. Because if they switch lane, it's going to be a new experience. And most people can't understand or understand that new experience or fear taking on that new experience.
I'm an off-road driver, fire.
All right. And one last thing more I mentioned too, in the midst of that too.
Yeah.
Because I said being an off-road driver is not a normal thing. You have to have vision for that.
Yeah.
But then with the concept of ego, is where it's one of the most misunderstood words. Yeah. Most people don't understand the word ego because we need ego for survive.
Yeah.
We need ego for actually drive whatever passion we have. But as I mentioned, we don't remember the exact word we use, but in regards to making the ego overpower you.
Less control.
That is weird.
So
it shouldn't have so much control. And that's the way you start lose yourself now. And you know which direction to go. And you might think, and because we'll bring in economics for a second, because economically you are reaching to this level. Okay, you had this goal of making $1 million. Because you're above this $1 million mark threshold now, you know yourself, your ego start telling you something different now, you know.
You need 1.5.
You need 1.5 and now you start go out of your way now. And when you think about it now, that in a way, that is still being contented because the original version of yourself when your mission start out, that was not your mission.
I'm going to push back on that fire, right? The reason I say that is the one you would have to ask yourself is why?
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? So if the initial goal, and I want to be clear when I say this, not say you can improve your goal, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the question is why and how much further are you going to push that benchmark and how does you pushing that benchmark impact other aspects of your life?
Mm-hmm.
So for instance now, if my goal is peace, family time or whatever, right? And I reach the goal and I it probably wouldn't make sense to stay in an area there where I can sustain those other things while still doing that thing. Now, if I have to increase the goal, how would that take away from the other things? Mm-hmm. So the question is why, even if, you know, the idea comes up, you have to really ask your inner self, why do I want the 1.5? Do I want it to expand my business? Do I want it just to buy more stuff? Is my ego just to be in a competition to say I can do it? Mm-hmm. Is it a show-off thing? Is it a pride thing? Or am I... do I truly want this thing to utilize it for something?
That determine if you're ambitious, if you're still ambitious, yeah?
You get what I'm saying? Then that's where the ego thing in regards to questioning, why am I doing these things? Because when you start to question these things now, if you, you know, put yourself at, first of all, Fire, these conversations are not going to work if you're not working on yourself. So I just want to be clear. So don't think you're just going to walk up and down one day and start asking yourself these questions to get this answer. You got to really take time to work on yourself and be truthful with yourself. But the thing is, man, it's just like, fire ego, I have you out here doing all type of foolishness you're not supposed to be doing, you know, running up and down and all burnt out because it's just like, that insecurity and all those things that happened before are gonna come up. And it's like, I don't know if it's trying to protect you or it's think it's protecting you, but it's really screwing you over in a sense, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I know for me at least. You get what I'm saying?
Lead it on the rabbit hole, man.
Yeah, so it's like for me, I guess, you know, you have those insecurities and I say like, you know, people have never categorized me a certain way or look at me a certain way or, you know, that type of vibe. And you do all these things that it never happens. Yes, but it impacts other aspects of your life. Mm-hmm. And you're back to this unbalance again.
It looks like a clear, it's like a car where clean on the outside, but the inside, it have too much dirtiness.
I'm telling you, man, and it's just like, you know, you really got to find, I think a lot of people have to ask themselves, man, like even at jobs, I see people killing themselves. And it's like, why? You know, because I've seen this with my own eyes. It's like people be killing themselves, right? But you're not making any more money, right? And I don't know if it's they want the praise from the superior. Is it competition with the employees?
No, that more different still, you know, because the answer to that, there's a clear-cut answer to that for the most part. It's really fear still. I remember, you know, when you live within a system where it always enforce certain things. Most people in our fear. So you see, like even with the competition with employees,
yeah,
you still would have competed with the employees out of the concept of fear. You know?
So
anything at all you do, I really fear. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah.
Because you know, me don't know who said this quote, but it's something when we really hold close to my life. And I'm saying, you climb the mountain to see the world,
yeah,
and not for the world to see you.
Yeah.
Right. And the way me assess that quote is essentially, once you climb the mountain and you really want to see the world, right? When you're at the top of the world, the majority of the people in the world, they're living on a plane.
Yeah.
So automatically, when them look up, they're going to see you. Yeah. So once they see you, the attention is already there once you're climbing the mountain to see the world. Yeah. So you don't need to focus on making the world see you because the world would automatically see you. So when we talk about the concept of ambition, that is the way of me think about ambition. It's like climbing the mountain there so we can see the world. But the world like realize this because most people on the flat. And almost the flat is a representation. Because the allegory, you know, we talk about and we think about the flat. Majority of people just on the flat meaning so them not have a scope of elevation. Them not go up, them not go down, and just step on the same trajectory until them die. So the fact that your ambition is just like a mountain or a hill. Will you continuously go up? But if you start think about it from this level and you climb this mountain, if it just make the world start to focus on you, guess where I got now? You might look to see a wall up on you right this and you're gonna fall off.
Yeah.
And you're gonna reach right back upon the plane where you did avoid from the first place. And I them think the people now understand and why would I cause you if you just go look for so I go on. And the ego had that again.
And fire to bring it together, right? I hope people understand what we're saying. Ambition is not a bad thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, why?
Mm-hmm.
Why am I doing this?
Mm-hmm.
One more thing I want to throw in far right with this ambition and contentment, since you brought up the fear, it's the faith in the sense that regardless of what you're into, Christ, Allah, Yahweh, Buddha, universe, right? Faith in yourself. There has to be a level of belief that you can be your true self, put in work still,
mm-hmm,
and meet certain goals. Because what happens now, you see with this ambition and contentment I'm learning is that if I tone down certain things, right? You're still working still. I'm not telling nobody not to work. But you can tone down certain things and things still work out for you. Because the ego had you rushing and forcing stuff and it don't work like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like you got to let things play out. You put a consistent energy into the thing, but you have to have a belief in yourself or something out there, right? Mm-hmm. That you can meet your, what's the office word they like using? Deliverable objective? I don't know. One of those two, right?
Yeah.
Whichever one applies. Yeah. You can meet your objective. The words make you laugh. But you can still meet your deliverable or your objective, you know? So there's definitely a high level of faith that goes into this thing. And I think if people don't believe and they're fueled by fear, that will put them more on the ambitious side and stay away from contentment.
Mm-hmm.
So like all these things have to fall into play, I think, for you to kind of stay in that middle. obviously working on yourself, healing. If you can meditate and do something and really figure out, like, why are you doing what you're doing? Like, what is the cause of it? Mm-hmm. Is it truly the goal? Is it to impress people? Is it competition? Is it validation? Is whatever else is going on? Mm-hmm. And I think once you get past those low-level things, the things you're doing will be on the higher heights because it'll be more energy funneled into that thing. And it'll be mm-hmm. done for a purer place with more creativity. And that's the thing, too, we're missing. When people talk about creativity, we always on this artist thing, but we need creativity to be out here, period, as a human being. And when you could clear up a lot of those barriers, your creativity on a different heights. And I could speak for that personally, Fire, and attest to that, mm-hmm. right? When you do stuff from just, you don't have that pressure on you with that timeline, right? And you let things play out and you let things come to you. You have to be open to the universe for things to come to you.
I'm going to see like this. You see the statement then, no? I agree with you fully from my perspective with my overstanding.
Yeah.
But I feel like the average mind, not for said like no disrespect to anybody where I listen, right? You see, this pressure, to some extent it's needed, right? It's needed because you need to have the pressure there for your mind for say, okay, I'm going to need to get this together. We can't, like for between people who get things done already.
Yeah.
Where you say it makes perfect sense, but then I feel like there's a misunderstanding where it take place between this, a lot of people.
I see what you're saying.
A lot of people who and you need the pressure there because that's when I feel like the average mind is so contented already that when I'm here relaxing and easing up, if them ever stop for relax and ease up too much, then it gonna make them start go backwards, while you can afford the luxury of relaxing. Are relaxing because you've already accomplished different things, so you already can get into that mood. So when you think about all the pressure to a certain extent, and I said, remember, I know the goal and the objective is to be healthy. You know?
Yeah.
Objective is to be healthy, regardless of what you're doing, healthy mentally, healthy physically, all of these things, so you can push you to do all of these things. But we just said just a little part there.
No, I'm glad you put it emphasize, in. Man. And we should have put a disclaimer that this conversation is not for everyone.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? There's a large part of the population that this conversation is just not for.
Mm-hmm. But you know? That's what the reasoning goes still called balance. And the key thing to, again, is just the balance between all of these things. There's a time and place for everything along the mission. You can't just open the mission straight. So you can't ease back, find back your space again.
You know, so that's the thing, man. Balancing contentment and ambition.
Yes, sir.